Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03-444-991-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So Howard Hughes last night, great show.
Great show.
Didn't listen to Bob Mills. I was playing a bit of PUBG. Watching Nick
what
Jones
is PUBG? You've mentioned it a lot.
It's a game, video game.
What kind?
It's a good one.
Fighting?
Yeah,
it's a battle royale game. But it's called Public Underground Battlegrounds. I'm pretty good at it. But my son, my nine-year-old came round, right? And he's a big Fortnite fan. I said, have a go at this. See what you think. And he's like, yeah, it's okay. Third go, he came second.
Oh.
He came second. The boy is a protege. So...
Prodigy.
No, it's a protege. So the protege is a band, I think you'll find. Very, very shouty punk band. He's a protege. So the... playing a bit of PUBG is very good. Very good game. I run around in it in my pants. You can strip off your clothes.
Are you a muscle man in it?
I've made myself look like a younger Nicky Knowles. I have, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I based the
tool
face
belt.
On.
Tool belt?
No, I just say I run around in my pants. You can take all your clothes off.
What for?
It makes me feel so free.
Ah, does it frighten the other people?
No. But playing that last night, really enjoying that. Really, really, really having some great times there. Then went to bed and listened to Howard Hughes.
Right.
And I don't really remember who the first guest was. I wasn't really paying attention because all I could hear was him saying, and coming up later, we've got what did he call it? A nameologist. I think that's what he called it. Nameology. It's like, what the hell is this? There's a nameologist where they can tell you what kind of person you are from your name. Now, I've heard of this before. Right. It's like numerology, where you can break your names down into number and all this. So I'd heard about this, but I'd not seen it in full bullshit mode. And the phone's working. Why are there no phone calls? All we've had is an a-hole phoning us up. No one else. Maybe they're all on protest because of how George was perceived to have been treated the other day. Do call in, guys. 0344-499-1000. Otherwise, it's just a series of personal reminiscences and deliberately mispronounced words. In case you haven't worked the act out. And back into character. So I was listening, right, and people were calling up with their names. And she was going, well, okay, well, I can tell from this that you're a real go-getter, real with self-doubts, but you... I was thinking, right, I'm having some of this. So I texted him. Right, hi, Howard, Ian Lee here, and my name used to be Ian Rugvie, right, R-O-U-G-V-I-E. But then I spelt it phonetically as well, brackets pronounced R-U-G-V-E, Rugvie, right, which confused him, I think. So he read it out to her. But also he did the classic error. What do you not do, Katarina Boelski? What do you not do... when you've got someone who's trying to prove either their trying to prove their psychic powers.
Right. You don't give them any information.
Thank you very much. Right. So this is... I'll put my headphones off for this.
So this was last night. Howard Hughes. It's a great show, by the way. I'm not saying this in any way to mock Howard, because you know Howard kind of lets them get away with murder. He was calling her out a lot in this hour. He's going, well, of course, it's quite vague. And she went, no, it's not very vague at all. I don't know why I'm doing him with an American accent and her with a British one when it's the other way around. Anyway, so I texted in about 11:15 last night, and this is what happened.
We have a broadcaster here who's one of the finest broadcasters of this parish, I have to say. He is a titan of the airwaves. And what he's doing up at this time of night, when he's normally on the air during the week in this time slot, and not doing something better, I have no idea.
Well, because I'm awake at that time of night, Howard. That's why my body clock goes. I'm awake at that time of night. And also, you've told her what I do. You've told her a lot.
Which gives a lot of clues, really, doesn't it?
Gobshite.
Loud, confident.
But his name is Ian Lee, and I've filled in for him a number of times on this radio station and always been grateful for it.
Sounds a little bit too desperate there, and he gets a little bit desperate again at the end. A little bit desperate at the end, Howard. Come on now.
And also grateful for his support. Ian has an unusual last name. So his first name is spelled I-A-I-N.
Listen to who she compares me to in a second because of the I and the A. It's incredible. I texted Kath. You never believe who she's just compared me to.
And his professional name is Lee, but according to this here, it's R-U-G-V-E-E.
No, that's the. I said in brackets, pronounced like that. It's not spelt like that. You prune.
Lee.
Okay. So Ian's all family.
Was she eating something then?
Yeah, she was.
She was having a little biscuit. She thought he was going to go on longer. She was having a little biscuit. Listen.
So Ian's all family. Okay. So Ian's all family related. What's really important to him is people and family. And
right. What's really important to him is people and family.
Just people. People and family. No, and then.
Oh, God.
Ian's all family related. What's really important to him is people and family and people he calls or considers family.
Right.
People and family and people he calls or considers family. So right. People you like.
So important people are important to me.
Yeah.
She's got all of this just from my name. There's more.
Family. So all of his good, bad, and the great, whatever, it all comes from family. And family takes up.
That doesn't mean anything. All of his good, bad, the great, whatever, it comes from family. What does that mean?
Whatever, it all comes from family. And family takes up a lot of his time.
Of course it does. They're my bloody family. They get on my nerves. Take up most of my time.
We all get our lessons in one of three packages. They either come through relationships, through health, or through finances and resources. And Ian chose to do his through relationships, but then he said, I want to major in family relationships.
This woman's literally just saying words, isn't she? Because this isn't even making sense on any level whatsoever. She continues.
So that takes a lot of time. He's got that N at the end of his name. So again, he's really good with memory and really good with details.
He's got that N at the end of his name. Mm-hmm. So he's really good with, what did she say?
Memory and really good with details. You
right.
forgot that bit.
There we go.
Of course.
You know me. I don't know what I did yesterday. I'm terrible with memory and details, but because I've got the N at my name.
He's highly independent.
Yes.
He is one that self-sacrifices for the good of the whole.
Here we go.
He has the same combination, the IA, that Princess Diana did. And look at how much Princess Diana did for everybody. And so it's the same thing with Ian. They really self-sacrifice for the good of the whole.
Living.
I mean.
So here's the thing. If you've got an IA in your name, then you self-sacrifice like Princess Diana.
And they have to be close together, because I've got an I and an A.
No, they've got to be next to each other. It's got to be next to each other, like Diana.
So, if your name is Rihanna.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, R-H-I-A.
It's not how you spell Rihanna.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's R-I-H-A-N-O-F. That's how you spell Rihanna. Jeez, what's wrong with people?
And I actually gave you the wrong spelling, I'm sorry, of his second name. It's R O-U-G-V-I-E.
Don't worry, Harrod. Apparently, even though it's based on how you spell your name, it's irrelevant.
V-I-E. And I'm assuming this is him. You know, I don't know if that makes a difference.
No.
Well, I was dropping it into the R and the G, so we're good.
Oh, so excellent. All right. Well, Ian, I hope that helped.
It's embarrassing here.
Always grateful for the work if you want to take some more time off. You know, no pressure, though. But, you know, if you feel like a holiday, holiday's always a good thing. Personally, I don't take any myself, but I always recommend them for other things.
There we go. I mean, that's so weird, isn't it?
The thing is, if you go on holiday, it shows mine, so. Soz how.
I love how that is not in any way me mocking how, because his show is great. Sunday nights, 10 till 1. Sometimes there's a lot of stuff I believe on there, like the UFO guys, I tend to believe. Nameology?
Ufology? Yes. Nameology? No.
03444991000. Let's go to Jason. Good evening, Jason.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, are you okay? Is that Ian?
Yes, it is. Is that Jason?
Okay. Yes, it's me.
Can you verify that?
Jason. I got my spelling right.
Okay, well
that's
done.
That's legit.
Okay. Well, that's so your name is Jason, like Jason.
The Argonauts.
Jason and the Argonauts. So you like fighting mythical Ray Harryhausens.
Yeah, I grew up with that, actually.
Here's the thing, right? The Ray Harryhausens. I used to like the Sinbad movies, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Even in 1981, his special effects looked crap, didn't they?
Yeah.
Even then, we knew it was rubbish.
Yeah, but you couldn't really do it very easily any other way at that point, could you?
Yeah, but they look rubbish then.
I know, but we weren't used to it.
It's like you watch the first Jurassic Park now, it doesn't look very good.
You can see the scenes.
You can see it, but at the time it looked good. And I remember having a conversation with someone going, well, I wonder if in 20 years' time we'll think the special effects look rubbish. Yeah, we do. But with Ray Harryhausen, they always look rubbish.
Yeah.
No one ever went, oh, that is a real giant Cyclops.
That's right.
And do you remember, isn't there one of the Sinbad
metal guy?
Isn't there one of the Sinbad movies where Tom Baker is blacked up?
Is it?
Yeah, remember that one.
Yeah, Tom Baker's. Google Tom Baker blacked up, Catherine. Let me know what you come up with. In the meantime, let's hear what our good friend Jason has got for us.
Yeah, well, do you know, I've heard a lot on the radio today about this Blue Monday.
Oh, yes.
Like the trend, if you like. So I'm not normally one that gets on board with stuff like this. But let me just give you my average day. I got up this morning at 6 o'clock to drive to Glasgow from Manchester. Mm. Got stuck in ridiculous traffic and didn't end up leaving Manchester till maybe 8 o'clock. Got to Glasgow. Half of my customers were in Birmingham at the show, so it was a wasted journey. And then just decided to get stuck in two traffic jams on the way back, and I'm currently still sat.
No.
On the motorway. Yeah.
So you've been out for well over, what, 14, 15 hours?
You wouldn't believe it, honestly. It's like my sat nav's telling me I'm not getting home until 10 past 12.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you won't believe it.
Hang on a minute. How far? Manchester isn't that far from Glasgow, is it?
Well, it's 4 hours at best. It's 4 hours at most.
That's Catherine, 4 hours is nothing. I've driven to Glasgow. I've driven from Glasgow.
No, and that was long.
It was further than Manchester.
Yes, it is, but it's still far.
I drove you from Glasgow when our flights were cancelled.
Well, yeah. But still far.
Get this, Jason, right? We're doing the show in Glasgow, right? Flights got cancelled. We found out just after the show. Couldn't get another flight, couldn't get anything, right? So I said, right, we'll hire a car. And Kath was like, yeah, sure, fine. And then we got in the hire car and I said, right, well, should I put your name on it? She went, oh, no, I can't drive. Why not? I've been drinking.
I'd had a couple of glasses of wine.
I had to do all the driving back from Glasgow.
Oh, it's a good excuse.
It's a terrible excuse. Well, I've been injecting heroin. I had not that day. You're never going to... Go on.
We're stuck in this awful, awful traffic. I mean, I sympathise for everybody because we were stuck in from 4 p.m. At the Cumbria accident because the lorry overturned this afternoon and it basically shut down both sides of the motorway. So we cleared that about maybe 8 o'clock, half eight. Yeah. So both phones, I've got two phones, both of them are dead.
Oh.
So I've had to jump into the boot to get my charger because I thought I'm not doing without communication. And now I've just got to Blackpool and hit another one. I've been stood still for 40 minutes. So Blue Monday applies to me, I think.
I don't think you understand what Blue Monday is.
I think he does.
I thought it's something to do with depression or
depressive but it's not about year. It's not about the
don't mess with this lad. He's been in traffic for hours.
I don't want to. I was going to let this slide, but he mentioned it again.
Don't enrage him.
So I'm not going to enrage him. I'm going to make him proper blue. He's talking rubbish.
Don't, because he'll get out of his car. He'll be like falling down.
He's talking. I like Jason. I wish him well.
Just yet.
But this is like James O'Brien going against Nigel Farage. He's wrong, and I've got to fact check him.
No, but seriously, I picked up a tweet from North Manchester, North West Police or something. And a lot of people are complaining. I've got to be honest. No, you're right, Ian. You are right.
Yeah.
There's a lot worse out there. So I did actually reply to that tweet saying,
but
you know,
it's not,
at least I'm safe.
It's not. I've got to do it, Catherine.
Don't do
it.
Why? He's had a bad day.
I have to do it.
Cut him some slack.
I can't. I'm going to have to make his day worse. Because I don't think he knows what Blue Monday means. It doesn't mean what you think it does.
Well, as of this morning, Ian, I thought it was just a song that's now getting on for 30 years old, one from the old Manchester days. But now I've been educated.
No, you haven't been educated yet because you're using it in the wrong context. I'm about to educate you.
I mean, we've had one caller in the last 40 minutes and now you're going to school him.
I'm listening. Go on, I'm listening. Right. I'm listening. School me.
I've got to school you, right?
Okay.
It is, right. Today, the third Monday in January, is known as Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. It was coined by psychologist Dr. Cliff Arnell, who points to factors such as the weather, debt, the time since Christmas, and motivational levels. It's not because you got stuck in traffic going to Glasgow and your customers were in Birmingham. That's just a bad day. That's not a Blue Monday. That's just a bad day.
That is a bad day, but I am going to hashtag that Blue Monday. I'm owning it.
Exactly.
I'm owning Blue Monday today.
Spread it.
I'm going to have to go back on Twitter and report you then and hopefully get your account locked because you're owning something that you don't understand. It's like owning a cat and thinking it's a dog. Giving it pedigree chum.
Gets fed, who cares?
That is true.
You say your customers are in Birmingham. What is it you... what's your trade?
Well, I sell lighting. That's what I do. Now, it's funny, actually, because I've got a story behind that as well. On Thursday, when we made the appointment for Monday, today...
Yeah, Blue Monday.
We made the appointment with all our customers for Monday. Everybody agreed. And then when I got there and I'm ringing everybody, I'm saying, where are you? They're like, oh, we're at the show. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, has everyone missed a day? It's like, you told me Monday and Monday's Monday.
But who are these customers? Like British Home Stores and stuff?
No, yeah, well, kind of, yeah. A lot of wholesalers, you know,
screw
that kind of thing.
They're losers. They're losers. They're trying to get a message to you. You should get a message to them. You should spell the word arseholes out of light bulbs. Out of neon and put it on their stores.
Lovely to chat to you guys, but we're moving again.
Yes, mate! Well, I hope that your Monday, although it's you know not been great, it's technically not related to Blue Monday in any way whatsoever. But I hope
I think your schooling has actually got the traffic moving.
There you go. You see that I'm a very intelligent, sexy man, Jason.
Wow,
nice
where did that come
to you.
From?
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Paul has texted. Evening, Ian and Kath. Ian, I think I managed to buy you that Austin to Boston film on iTunes a couple of Fridays back. If you check your email, hopefully it's there.
What?
I don't think you did, mate. I'm going to Austin to Boston. I don't think you did, buddy. Nope. Nope.
Here's the thing. There's probably an Ian, I'm guessing, with only one eye, wondering why he's got this film.
Cyclops! you didn't, Paul, but thanks for spending money. Will, stay there. You're next. Please don't go, because a dearth of callers. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Just made the noise that, and looked at the... what do you call the thing on the wall that does the temperature?
Thermostat.
Yeah, as if to say, this is too bloody cold, but I know he won't do anything about it because he's selfish.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, deal with it. Deal with it. This is live.
I'm dealing with it. I didn't ask to give you that satisfaction. Saying
just because
no.
You've had someone from Manchester on, let's just tone down and let's try and do a normal accent for the show, okay?
Shut up.
I'm bullying. It's bullying. It's bullying in the workplace, guys. That's what happens. Good evening, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Will. Welcome. You're a crazy guy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I call you Willie?
No.
No, please don't call me
you Will. Didn't.
Don't call me Willie. It's one thing I don't like is being called Willie.
I've got an IA in my name.
Oh.
Where? Willie? No, the Will?
It's after that. It's Will's abbreviated for William.
Hey, Will I am. He's got an INA. Oh, he's got... So Will, short for William. Sorry, I didn't...
No, he hasn't, because Will I Am is Will.I, probably Ignatius, yeah. .am.
Oh, OK, I didn't realise. So, well, then you're like Princess Lady Di, then, Will?
I've, in many ways, yes.
Been in any car crashes?
Oh, don't.
No, I'm just wondering.
Hey, when I was a kid, I was
in a car crash. You see, fair play to them and fair play to the TV companies that are trying to milk it. The one of the women that was in the car that was involved in the crash of Prince Philip, because the more I think about the narrative as it was told us early on, it doesn't actually make sense. But I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get involved in a legal quagmire. But so she's come out and apparently said she's gutted that Prince Philip hasn't apologised to her.
No, because they specifically said that he had contacted them and said, yeah.
No.
Well, who said that then? I heard it on the news.
The Queen contacted them. The Queen's aides, which I didn't know. They kept that quiet. I would have thought that would have been a big story. But anyway, the Queen's aides.
So has someone rung them up or not?
The Queen's aides.
Stop it.
Someone very close to the Queen rung them up and said the Queen would just like to know if you're all right, okay? But they're upset because Prince, you can, and I can tell you're ex-BBC because you haven't fact-checked it, and I had. But they were upset because Prince Philip hadn't phoned them up to say sorry. But here's the thing. Here's the, William, what is it you never do if you're involved in a car crash?
You never do if you're involved in a car crash. Come
on.
What do you never do? Put your seatbelt on.
No, that's what you always do.
That's what you always do quickly before the coppers arrive. No, here's what you never... Kath, what do you never do if you're involved in a car crash? Oh, come on! My dad taught me this.
Hang on. It's there.
Why is everyone making such loud thinking noises?
Oh, hang on, hang on.
Oh, you farting?
Oh, I'm just getting proper frustrated. Sam, do you know what you're supposed to not do?
Sam, do you know what you're supposed to not do?
Oh, apparently not, no.
Oh.
I had a guess and I was wrong.
Right, here's what you're not...
I do actually know.
Well, go on then, say it.
You're not supposed to say it was your fault.
No, incorrect answer. Here's what you're not...
You're supposed to say it was your fault.
No. You very, very, very specifically...
You don't threaten the other person.
You don't say sorry.
Yeah, because that's admitting it's your fault.
You're right, but that's different to what you're saying. Is you don't, you're saying admit a fault. That means going out and going, oh, that was my fault.
Well, no. I mean, it could range from that to, sorry.
No, it's not. Whoops. Will, what you don't do in a car crash is say sorry.
Okay, well, I don't drive, so it wouldn't be my fault.
Is this because of the incident as a child?
No, it's... it's a lack of what's the word?
Hands.
When you can't concentrate on something. Low attention span. That was it.
By the way, people without hands can drive perfectly well. It was a flippant remark, and I don't want to. Sorry, apologies for anyone who's offended by that. It was silly. Low attention. What? So you've got LAS?
No. It's just self-diagnosed. No, I just noticed I've got a short attention span.
That's why he likes this show.
How long
can
is
we
it?
Time your attention span?
Should we try?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Shall I read you something from chat? It's fate, and you tell me when you've stopped listening.
Okay, okay. And we're going to start.
Hang on, let me find it first.
Okay. We're timing caller's attention span. This is incredible. This is
now.
No,
he's
no. I hadn't even picked a page yet.
He had 11 seconds. He didn't even get past Kath's ruminations. Oh, mate. Okay, well, you've done well. No, you're never supposed to say sorry because if you say that and then it goes to court and you're screwed and you're in big, big trouble. So never say sorry, Will, ever.
He's lost. He's not interested.
No, he's not. All right, Will, shall we let you go?
Sorry, yes.
Okay. That was a strange interview. I had to apologise to someone at the weekend. I got in an argument with someone online on Amazon.
What? So you're not on Twitter anymore? You're trying to wean yourself off Facebook, but now you're finding fault with people on Amazon?
On the customer service.
Oh, blimey.
So I ordered Carpenter's Greatest Hits for my boy. It arrived damaged, right? I got Amazon to phone me, and they said... Chuck it away. We'll send you a replacement. Gratis, right? This is December the 5th. And then yesterday, I got an email from Amazon saying, you didn't send that CD back. They didn't send a replacement, by the way, because the replacement apparently was damaged. Huh? So I got an email saying, you didn't... Please tell you so much to be quiet. I got an email saying, you didn't send the CD back. Oh.
It's not even me.
That is you.
I think it's you.
No, it's not. It's you. You've got your headphones on. You can't hear it. That is you.
It's you.
I swear to God. All right. Hang on. Microphones by our stomachs. That one was me, but that wasn't the same as before. That was different.
That had your tone
I'm
of
on
voice.
A diet. I'm going to say it. I'm on a diet. I'm saying it. I'm on a diet starting from today. And guess what? I'm hungry. I'm on a diet because I was lying in bed. I just thought, you fat. Horrible lump. Not saying all fat people are horrible lumps. I like big butts, right? I cannot lie. But I just thought personally, I thought I looked disgusting, right? Again, not a criticism of larger people, overweight people. I like, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter what I like. But on me, I don't like. Me, no likey. So I Googled. I just typed into Google, how do you lose weight? And it took me to the NHS website. And it said,
you eat less and you walk, you do more exercise. It's like, oh, okay, right, this sounds like a plan. So, you, for the a man, to maintain the weight, you eat 2,500 calories a day. I've been eating that. In a sitting. I've been eating that in half a burger. Or to lose weight, you eat 2,000 calories a day. So today I cycled 6 miles, 3 miles to Rizzy, bought some low-fat, low-calorie, it's killer calories now. K-cows now. It's not calories, it's K-cows. So I bought some low K-cow food, then cycled back 3 miles. So I cycled 6 miles, and I've not really eaten very much. I'm very hungry.
Yeah, and you're hangry.
I'm not hangry. No, I'm not. But I would like to lose some weight. If anyone's got some weight losing to, I was talking about something there, and you've just totally sent me off on
talking about.
When we come back, I'm going to see if I can find a cover version. We're going to start the next hour. I don't know if this exists, of My Generation by The Who, but sung in a foreign language, ideally German. Sound good in French, actually, but ideally German. Let's see what we can do. This is The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.